Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Authentic Woman You Are second series. I'm very happy to welcome again Anaya Sophia here with us. We had the pleasure of having her in the first edition, and this time we're going to be addressing the subject of fierce feminine rising. And hi, Anaya.
Hey, Jennifer. Really good to be here.
Yeah, really glad to have you here. I would love for you to introduce yourself, Anaya.
Well, my name's Anaya Sophia. I am an author of 7 books. I classify myself as a mystic. that's very free range. It gives you a great scope of many things by calling yourself that. If I was to say which kind of path I'm on a more of a Gnostic path, mm-hmm. which means I myself direct experience. I'm not part of a community. I don't have a teacher. I stepped away from all of that maybe about 10 years ago. And it works well for me. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. So the subject of fierce feminine rising, I think it's very apropos right now of everything that's happening and all the feminine that we all can feel that is rising. And you wrote a book called Fierce Feminine Rising. And let's introduce our subject with that book. And what called you to write that book?
Well, I actually wrote the book nearly 2.5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And my publisher, Inner Traditions, felt it was worth it for a little while and released it in January 2020, which I didn't understand. I wanted to get it out sooner rather than later. When it did come out in January this year, I felt that the timing was, you know, pretty good. I realized, well, they were right after all. And then the pandemic struck, that's when I realized how precise this publishing actually was. Because within Fierce Feminine, I believe, is the map and the awareness that we need as we go through what we're going through now. Because it very clearly brings light to the external and the internal world. Yeah.
So let's speak a little bit more about the internal versus the external. So when we go and tap into fierce feminine inside of us, as women or men, what do we encounter as archetypes, as emotions, and the challenges that could come with that?
Well, I feel if you get really honest and really aware, and you begin to notice the thoughts and the feelings, and the things you're saying to yourself, and the, you know, the secret plotting and planning, you will realize, hang on a second, this is not too dissimilar to what we're seeing in the political realm right now. And it's that I feel that the fierce feminine is asking us to be aware of, that the problem is not just out there. There is an influence, there is a presence, there is a condition or program that is bringing all of us on a daily, minute by minute basis. And she, or just the feminine part of us, which is both male and female, to do away with that overall. Or come into balance with that, full aware balance of that. I'm not entirely sure that this piece, whether it's outer or inner, can actually fall completely silent and never show itself again. I feel what we're in is a cyclic event. If you look at our past civilizations, Mu, Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, Rome, there's always been a fall of a civilization. Empire, and then a rebuilding, and then a falling again, and then a rebuilding. So I'm not entirely sure that this element can actually not be with us. perhaps all we're looking for is balance.
Interesting. And let's speak a little bit more about those deep, deep, deep emotions or conditionings that we have. And let's speak about women for that part of, and that it's also in men, in the feminine aspect of men too, but you know, the Dark Mother and Kali and those energies that when we dive deep, we encounter, and that can be very scary to acknowledge first and then to own up to second.
Absolutely. There are many guards at the gateway, at the threshold realm, and they will have things to say, like, if I access this, I'm going to go mad. If I access this, I'm going to murder or kill someone. If I access this, I'm going to change my personality and become wicked and cruel and mean. That was the one I had. but those guardians are on your way. If you are actually at the core of your being, immature, yet to grow the bandwidth, yet to grow the capacity and humility to allow those frequent through you. So it's wise. If you come and say, I'm ready to access my sacred rage, and the guardian will present a fear, and you go, oh yeah, you're right, I'm going back, then it's probably a very wise thing to turn back. But if you get, you know, one of the classics, you just face that fear and go, so be it. I'm ready for madness. Simply can't live in this constricted, inauthentic way anymore. And then the guardian will go, oh, good to see you. This way, my love. You have VIP access to your more primordial self. That's all it is, I believe. It's a character and merit. And if you're not ready, you will run away back to your comfortable normality. And it's time when you can't go back because it's just too tight and you can't breathe anymore.
Yes, I love that. And when the door opens and, you know, we step in and we encounter that, we honor that sacred rage and the power that it gives to us. How can this help us navigate in life? What does it give us access to that helps us navigate in life? And also, what are the symptoms that we experience if we don't go and own up to that primordial power that we intrinsically inherit?
Well, I think when you first, you know, let rip and allow that fully through you, the first piece is the return of your voice, the return of your boundaries, and the velocity that your no really is a no, and there's no compromising on that. So that the actual upsurge of all of this energy also blows away many, many cobwebs that have veiled aspects of yourself off. So there's a refreshment. There's most definitely a recalibration. The heart, curious, opens wider and deeper, because along with the sacred rage comes the sacred grief. We're this angry because we are so utterly crushed at the level of the heart. So you've got to be prepared as well. It's all one big process. But when you surrender, when you really surrender, Kali or the Black Madonna or just your sacred, wrathful, sorrowful self, you're absolutely with all the aspects that need to come through you. If you don't go, can't go there, if you won't go there, then I feel you will get more and more brittle, the rage in itself is a fire. The sorrow is obviously a water. And without those two elements, you're just going to become parched, barren, and just kind of vicious in your actions, your words, and your thoughts and your feelings. So,
yes,
what's the option?
So let's talk about this and linked with embodiment and creativity. I feel like I want to bring the subject of creativity in and the creative fire that it brings. And us as humans, as women, when we tap into this creative power and this sacred rage connected to the depth of our heart, how we can actually be an amazing contribution to the planet and to others in service to help the planet raise its frequency and rise also.
Yes.
In an organic way, in a natural way, natural flow.
Creativity is absolutely part of this. And it's also a very good step as your first one. What that will inevitably require, I feel, is permission. Permission to write these words, to say these words, to embody the words. Obviously, I'm a writer. I always turn to writing first. Whether it's art, like, can I possibly paint that? Could I possibly be that intense? Would I really use those materials? I'm thinking of people who, you know, paint with blood and their fingers and plucked feathers and, you know, just to bring the media that is needed of new art to the canvas. It's a frenzy. It's definitely a birthing. You're just throwing off every shackle, every restriction. You're certainly just discarding everyone else's opinion. It just doesn't matter anymore. I do this. And that process, I believe, because that's the process I took. I started word first. And I became it, and I became it, and I became it. And then eventually I'm in the place of my own sacred rage. So I know creativity is a great pathway to it. But you will probably have to really not care what your feedback is. You're not doing it for the audience. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for her, the big her.
Yes, I love that. And yes, I'd love to speak more into this and how, when, you know, you're doing it for her, the big her, how she takes over you, the small you, like, or the identity of you, and how it's, because I love the word opinion, because it's not a game of opinion anymore when you are in there. It doesn't matter. It's not even about your opinion, my opinion, their opinion. It's about something that is far bigger than this, that carries your body, your temple, like, that carries you. So can you speak a bit about this process of surrendering to this and trusting for the women who are listening, who, you know, are just at the door, or who are scared to dive in, just to bring that passion for this path, you know?
I do feel there needs to be an awakening of our emotional or sensitive and intelligent potential. Oh, I lost my path there for a minute. Because it's this new range of frequencies and feelings that allow her to really get into your system and actually start growing into and reaching for and stepping beyond. But the thing is, our world, the one we are discarding, has numbed us cleverly with so many little toys, from movies to pornography to money to Facebook and a little tick sign. It's pacified us, it's dulled us down. The only time we get excited is, you know, some sort of screening. And all of this is all on purpose, I totally believe. So you might want to look at that and try and awaken the organic feeling response, which for me, found in dancing, found in music, found in poetry. And rather than go, oh yes, that's a really pleasing poem, that's wonderful, but to actually go, oh my God, you are a total genius. You know, you just let it come. You let it come. If you want to praise someone, you praise someone. Hmm. You know, and especially us ladies, and of course I'm British, and perhaps maybe even more so the British, we have been taught to, you know, keep it down, dull it down, be polite, be pleasing, be graceful. And again, just discard, discard, discard. You're not a woman. You're a human. Yeah, we're not meant to be pleasing, polite. We can be at times, but not all the time.
Yeah, to be aware when we are playing the game. When you know it's more about awareness, I feel, and what I feel in the energy that you were just exuding, like this, it's this feeling of there's passion but there's totality, like it's you surrender and you just you're so total, so alive, so vibrant with the medicine that you're designed with. I mean, this, the design of your own body and the purpose and the mission, the sacred mission of your design, of why you are actually born. So let's speak a bit about sacred mission and purpose and the design of the body, like why it's here and how it's connected to us tapping into our sacred power or this fierceness that we are speaking about.
Well, one of the things I really want to say is that if we are here now in this historical event, because this is a historical event. This is a, this event that we're going through, 2020, is the tale of our century. So if we are here and if we are listening to summits like this, it is because we have a key role activating at this time. This is not for spectating. This is not for, you know, sitting back and imagining someone else is going to solve all these problems. We got to totally, you know, get the gear on and go out there and in here and flip and remember what is my role at this time. We are to contribute something important. Doesn't mean big and massive. It means important. To me, the most frontline activist, like Athena from Portland, Oregon, the lady who sat cross-legged on the floor with her legs open, facing a wall of police, wow, what a position, is equal to someone who stays at home and says, you know what, I got to be in meditation for the next hours, not move, absolutely tune into soundly the heat and the burning of the fires sweeping through California. To me, that is line activism. And that both those people are doing a worthy and monumental job.
Yes.
I can't remember the question.
It doesn't matter. You know, as last time we are weaving and I'm feeling into what we want to be sharing and also to be a contribution with our conversation to what's happening in the world right now, all the events that have been happening since the beginning of 2020, whether it's COVID or Black Lives Matter, and you know and all of this, which is kind of a, you know, a huge shift of the planet and a huge cleanup of the planet, that from, you know, from what we're sharing is a deep awakening of our sacred rage. It's like, you know, waking up that fierceness back to our organic selves, raising our frequencies up to clear the planet from everything that's not required anymore. Because it's, we are being told something. This is a huge message for all of us. It's not about the mask or not the mask, or it's far beyond this. So we can weave a bit around this. And if us humans, we start actually breathing down deep again, which is kind of the subject of the year, I can't breathe. If we start breathing deep down again, we, those doors of fears, feminine, or the sacred rage, might open for us.
Absolutely. And what is then does best but to destroy and birth? So if we breathe down deep again and allow that feminine presence to rise within us, we will be given the capacity, the stamina, and the endurance to destroy. And destroy does not mean hatefulness and killing. It just means this simply has to go. This needs to be pulled down to a pile of rubble. Doesn't mean anyone gets hurt. And then from that rubble, just like permaculture, up comes a little green of something new, something fresh, something clean, pure. But, you know, going back to that guardian of fear, the one that says, you know, I stand upon the door of sacred rage, and if you enter me, you shall go mad. And, you know, the young person goes, oh, right, fine. But it's like, to me, it's like the 1%, you know, especially when I start imagining exploits around pedophilia and young children. To me, that is the horror of all horrors. That is the one that's going to make me run from the door, you know, the guardian. But
yes,
hang on a minute. All of our myths, all of our legends, that the worst possible guardian stands before, let's just say, the Holy Grail, or that which we are seeking the most. They're meant to be the scariest thing you could possibly imagine. They're meant to be all of your nightmares rolled in. So I'm just gonna keep on facing that one to say, step aside, I'm coming through.
Yes. It's very inspiring. And, you know, like everybody who's watching, you know, receiving what is being shared right here, it's of such valuable, beyond content. It's what it holds. It's what it holds. And the doors that can be opening through you by receiving what is being shared behind the words that are being shared right now. Those doors are in all of us. And if they're meant to be open in us, you know, it's a matter of seeing them, right? Mm-hmm. And I love what we are sharing about breathing deeply and honoring this power and the resiliency, the endurance, and bringing this embodiment, because the nervous system actually needs to be able to handle this power also.
Yeah.
And the, you know, we didn't mention the womb, and but we can mention the womb in all of this too, you know, like to honor the womb and the sacred wisdom that comes in this, that comes with the sacred rage too. So if there's something you want to share a bit about this before we get to the free gift, it would be wonderful too.
Yeah, well, the womb could be your feeling place in your body. That's how breathe. You got to breathe all the way into that lower belly of yours and ignite the reproductive system, because at this time it's not so much about sexuality but creativity. Because what we do, my generation and younger, this is what we're leaving behind. Mm-hmm. So by golly, us ladies, we have to make boom is online with all of our words, all of our decisions, all of our, because that is the reminder, you know, we babies, we create generation. And is this next generation safe? I admit they will probably be the ones who actually dream up, innovate, and action on this new society that we're going to be creating. We are the destroyers. We are the ones who's got it down. And we're probably like, ooh. Well, it's the next generation who will start that creating. They're the ones who's going to bring up the little. We just got to make sure that there's a nice big pile of rubble in our wake. And it's, this is my opinion, it's all of those fossil guzzling animal, big pharma, all of that stuff. The industries, ships to others and self that are toxic, harming, manipulative, divisive. So just remember, it's not just out there. Check the inside. Where's the big ag in you? You know, where do you still turn to pharmaceuticals? I know I can. If I get a headache big enough, I will go to that little medicine cabinet. And that simply, for me, must end.
To trust the wisdom of the body.
That's right. Be with the pain. I've got what? Be with it. Don't reach for that little white pill.
Yes. And it holds wisdom. The tension, the pain itself holds the potential that wants to be unlocked. It's that door that is being knocked on, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thanks. Thanks so much. Like, I feel there's so many more questions I want to be asking. And I feel one is coming, but yes, we can weave with the free gift right now and see which free gift you would love to offer our audience based on the conversation that we just had.
Well, I would love to send the Accessing Your Fierce Feminine transmission. It's for men and women. It's, you know, you might have spotted the odd bit now and again in conversation, but it's to go to that place, go fiery, molten space. That is the transmission zone, but to just allow yourself the permission to imagine, because imagining is almost as good as activating. Your brain will believe this is happening, and it will pump out the hormones that set the inner stage. Realize it's free. It's free. You can, because nothing matters anymore apart from you accessing this. So it's like a dress rehearsal for the real thing.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Great. So we'll be putting the link just underneath the video, and you'll receive it also through the emails, and you'll be able to download Anaya's free gift. Looking forward to receive that that activation too, and to be immersed in that. I'm 100% aligned with everything that was shared in this conversation, and promoting, believing, and I'm on that path 100% and super passionate about it. And yes, I'm saying yes, totally. And thank you so much, Anaya, for what you're bringing on our planet and for all the path that you have walked and that you keep walking. And thanks again for being part.
I want to show you something. You probably can't hear it, see it, but every single hair on my arm is up because I can feel your yes. I would do one of those. Tick-a-ching.
Tick-a-ching. Yes, 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 yes. So thanks again for being on this series, and I'm sure it's not the last one. And let's keep on rolling on our paths. Many blessings. Thanks everybody for watching, and we'll see you soon. All right.
See you. Bye.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.